Palestinians are not facing off against a decades-long dictatorship, but they're still angry, especially at the United States. The Obama administration last week vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements. Palestinian leaders had designated today a day of rage to let people vent their frustrations, but the rage fizzled, as the world's Matthew Bell reports from the West Bank city of Ramallah.
In recent days, West Bank Palestinians have held several demonstrations to denounce the Obama administration for vetoing a UN resolution that echoed America's own stated policy on Israeli settlements. Officials from the Palestinian Authority have condemned the veto. Then there was talk about another big demonstration in Ramallah today, but the so-called Day of Rage never happened. 20-something Palestinian man, who gives his name as Mohammed, says he's disappointed today's demonstration was called off. He goes on to say that the uprisings taking place in the Arab world hold a lesson for Palestinians. They show how the power of freedom, democracy, and change can sweep away fossilized regimes. Muhib Barghouti is a Palestinian activist and journalist. He says Palestinian leaders are acutely aware that they themselves could become the targets. No one was surprised by the American veto, Barghouti says, but Palestinian officials are using it to deflect popular frustration away from their own shortcomings and towards the U.S. administration. People are not against Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, says Barghouti. People are against corruption, they're against shady business deals, and they're deeply disappointed in the state of divide between the Fatah-controlled West Bank and Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Without Palestinian unity, he says, there can be no new elections, and without elections, there can be no unity. It's a chicken-and-egg problem. That's not to say Palestinians aren't angry at the United States right now. A final volley of tear gas is fired by Israeli soldiers in the West Bank village of Bilin, just outside Ramallah. Weekly protests here against Israel's separation barrier have been taking place since 2005. But today, demonstrators also raised their voices against the United States. One demonstrator from Bilin says the American veto in the UN proves to the Palestinian people that the U.S. is biased in favor of Israel and that it's standing in the way when it comes to getting rid of Israeli settlements. Iyad Bernat is one of the organizers of the Bilin demonstrations. He says local Palestinian committees are boycotting U.S. officials and agencies.
We decided to not let the American government to enter our villages. And if there is came, for example, the consulate or the ambassador, because they was coming before, and we invite him and they was coming, sitting with us and talking. Now we cannot do it.
Bernat says the so-called popular resistance committees are also going to demand the same of the Palestinian Authority, or PA.
So there have to stop everything, all the contacts with the American government now, and with the Israelis.
So you will protest against the PA?
If there is continue the contact with the Israelis and the American.
Change is coming to the whole Middle East, Bernat says, and the Palestinian territories are no exception. It's not clear how far Palestinian officials are willing to go along with such demands. The Palestinian Authority is highly dependent on foreign aid, and the U.S. is its single biggest donor. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell, Ramallah in the West Bank.